What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Brian Kohberger is living a rather secluded life in jail, according to sources. He doesn't get to associate with the other prisoners, and in fact is kept under constant supervision and constant guard. The only time that he really gets to associate with other people is when he's talking to his pastor. Because, you know, once you go to jail, you find God. And all of a sudden, miraculously, you're as religious as one of Jesus' disciples. Isn't it funny how that works? You would think that you'd find Jesus or God before you murdered four people. But don't let that get in the way of you becoming a holy man or anything like that. I could have sworn that there were some commandments, you know, that talked about thou shalt not kill. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Brian Kohberger has found a different religion that none of us are aware of. Maybe he is part of a new church called the Church of the Inflamed Toe. Who knows? Because as far as I know, in Christianity, thou shalt not kill is one of the most important tenets. So all of these people who end up going to prison and all of a sudden they find God, I find it laughable at best. Today's article is from Newsweek. Headline: Brian Kohberger's secluded life inside jail, reports. This article was authored by James Bickerton. Brian Kohberger, who is accused of murdering four University of Idaho students in the early hours of November 13th, is quiet and does as he's told in prison, according to a media report. Probably a good idea. One would think that if you're on trial for a quadruple murder and you haven't been found guilty yet, you'd be on your best behavior while you're in the lockup. I'm sure the jury doesn't want to hear reports of someone acting like an absolute boob while they're locked up waiting for trial, so probably a good idea not to wild out. Kohberger is being held without bail at the Latah County Jail in Moscow, Idaho, the same town where the four students were killed. The jail, where the suspect is being held in solitary confinement, is located in the basement of the Latah County Courthouse. In January, Kohberger was charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one felony burglary after being arrested on December 30th at his parents' home in Pennsylvania. He is accused of killing Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, all of whom were stabbed to death in a shared student house. While Kohberger has yet to enter a plea in court, his legal representative in Pennsylvania said shortly after his arrest that he was eager to be exonerated. Speaking to DailyMail.com, one inmate at the jail said Kohberger follows his case obsessively on a television set inside his cell. The inmate said he watches himself all the time. It's really kind of bizarre. Not really, when you think about it. These kinds of people, if Brian Kohberger is the man the government tells us he is, they get off on this. They want to be involved. They want to watch themselves on TV. They want to go back to the crime scene. They want to go to the candlelight vigil. And that certainly has been something that we have seen from these kinds of individuals in the past. And when we learned about Brian Kohberger's online activities, well, it just solidified for me anyway that he was following along with this case very, very closely. And then to find out that while he's in jail, it's basically all that he watches? Yeah, I think that Brian Kohberger is certainly fitting into a profile here. And unfortunately for Brian Kohberger, that profile fits nice and snug next to a lot of other killers that we've talked about. According to News Nation's Ashley Banfield, Kohberger is able to choose which channel he wants to watch. In contrast to other prisoners, who can only view what is selected by their jailers on a shared TV. Why do these people like Brian Kohberger get special treatment? Why does he have all these other channels and the other prisoners only get to watch one channel? This dude should have to watch, like, Bob Ross all day. Oh, pretty tree. Look at the pretty tree. Instead, they're letting him fawn over himself and engage in all kinds of weird-ass self-aggrandizing. A source inside the jail said Kohberger receives mass every Sunday at 7 p.m. Addressing a DailyMail.com reporter, they said he sits down with the pastor and receives his own private mass. It's just the two of them, and no, I have no idea what they might talk about. One prisoner, who had seen Koberger being moved about, said, "He always has the same expression or non-expression. Seems to be the case. Every picture we've seen of this dude, he looks exactly the same to me. He has that deadpan-ass stare. You know, the thousand-yard stare that you get if you're like in a war zone or something? Yeah, he certainly is rocking that. Has that soulless look to him. And he just looks like he is disassociated from reality. He just looks straight ahead. I've never even seen his eyebrows or mouth move. He never says anything." Banfield said she was told Koberger had been very polite and hasn't made any trouble for anyone since arriving at the jail. And remember, he's being held in solitary confinement. So there is a limit on the access he has to other inmates, or on the flip side of that, that the other inmates have to him. So there's really not an opportunity for him to wild out, if you will, unless, of course, he wants to act out against the guards. And with him facing trial here, I don't think this is the right time to do that. If you want to act like a jerk off in prison, then that's one thing. But right now, while you're in the lockup, waiting to be convicted or waiting to go to trial, probably a good idea to be on your best behavior. She added, "A source who has intimate knowledge of Brian Koberger in jail has told us that upon setting eyes on Koberger for the first time in person, it was a whole other image. On television, the description was that he looked like a toothpick, a skinny toothpick on TV. I didn't see that. Guy looks like he's in decent shape to me. And from all of the reports we heard, we know that he runs, he works out, and keeps himself in pretty good physical shape. And you have to be in pretty good physical shape to commit the kind of crime that they're saying that he committed, right? To kill four people with a knife? That is not an easy thing to do. So if you're not in good shape, or at least not in decent shape, then you're going to tire out real quick. And if Brian Koberger has been planning all of this, you would have to think the fitness portion of it was part of it. If you want your plan to succeed, you have to be physically capable of carrying it out. But the toothpick image on TV, according to this source, in person, it looks like he is well over 200 pounds and is quite imposing. Koberger was a criminology graduate student and sometimes teaching assistant at Washington State University when the murders took place. It's interesting to hear about what this dude's up to while he's locked up and what his behavior is, but this is exactly what I expected. I didn't expect him to have any kind of issues while in lockup. A, he's not going to be around other prisoners, and B, he doesn't want to take the chance of ruining himself come trial time. As far as him being able to watch himself on TV, however, I think that's a bit crazy. He should be under the same restrictions as the rest of the inmates. Whatever they're watching, he should be watching. I don't know why guys like this get special privileges while they're locked up. Now, another interesting bit of information that has been released over the last couple of days is how much money it cost to fly Brian Koberger from Pennsylvania to Idaho. And to talk about that, we have an article from KTVB Channel 7. Headline, "How much did police spend to fly Brian Koberger across the country?" According to a public records request, Pennsylvania State Police spent $14,100. That's quite a lot of money to fly somebody across the country, throw this dude on Southwest Airlines, put him in some handcuffs, and be done with it. This article was authored by Alexandra Dugan and Danny Alsop. Pennsylvania State Police spent $14,100 per a records request filed by KTVB to fly Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger back to Pullman, Washington, for his extradition process. The flight was a private police plane, which left Scranton, Pennsylvania, on January 4th, and then arrived at the Pullman-Moscow Regional Airport around 7:30 p.m. Koberger was then booked into the Latah County Jail in Moscow, where he remains until his preliminary hearing on June 26th. Koberger, a former Washington State University graduate student in criminology, is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, who were found stabbed to death in an off-campus home in Moscow, Idaho, on November 13th of 2022. Court records say police found DNA on a knife sheath left at the scene that matched Koberger's DNA. He was later arrested at his family home in Pennsylvania in December of 2022. Pennsylvania State Police could not specify if they are sending a bill to Idaho State Police for reimbursement. But ISP spokesperson Aaron Snell said, to his knowledge, they have not received anything to that effect. Snell said that the cost of the flight usually includes paying the pilot, the officers on the plane, and the fuel costs. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You got to pay people to do their job, right? But I'm thinking over here that the Marshals have some kind of plane, like in the movie Con Air. Let's get that Con Air plane up in the air, and let's get the prisoners in that bad boy. But either way, I thought it was interesting to take a look at how much money that cost to fly Brian Koberger from Pennsylvania to Idaho. I also think it's interesting that Pennsylvania didn't ask to be reimbursed for that. So, pretty interesting stuff, and as these details continue to become available, we'll certainly get them added to the catalog. Alright folks, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.